What's going on? This is Robbie Uncut from the Conservative Rap Coalition. You're tuning to the Hip Hop Digest Show. Cheer, 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 cheer.
Travis Scott concerts. What's the history here?
The history is a pretty violent one. Back in 2017 here in New York, Travis Scott begged a fan to jump off a second-story balcony. That fan was luckily okay, but another fan says that he was pushed off and was ultimately paralyzed at that show. And despite that, Travis Scott talked to lyrics about how he needs to see injuries in the mosh pit. There's been other incidents in later years, in 2019 and so on. And, you know, the warning signs on this one go way, way back, unfortunately.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E. Green. My brothers, what's going on?
What's good?
It's good. Welcome to the old man hour.
It's that.
Said old man hour. Brought to
it's,
you.
It's autumn now.
Brought to you by Pappy Jones and the Happy Crew.
Jeez.
So speaking of Happy Crew, you know, I sometimes be at work just zoning the fuck out. Real talk. I was watching, you ever watch motherfuckers like, hello, all you happy people?
Oh, yeah, droopy.
Fucking hilarious, yo. But all them motherfucking animators was rednecks like a motherfucker, too, yo.
Yeah, you know that shit.
God, every last one of them niggas was redneck race niggas.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just look at some Tom and Jerry. Look all at that. Bugs Bunny.
All them, Tex Avery. All them niggas, Hanna-Barbera, every last one of them niggas, Chuck Jones.
Grape Ape.
Why you think you didn't see no black people in the Jetsons?
Shit. Ain't no black people in the future, my nigga.
And I watched that episode, too, of where Craig Mack used that name, Uniblab. I watched that Uniblab episode. And
like
shit.
Uniblab. Yeah.
Oh, fucking Georgia, them niggas put that wrong battery pack in. And all them niggas ended up in the brig. Spacely, all them niggas.
Spacely space sprockets and shit.
Spacely sprockets. That's all we had, yo.
Yeah. So anyway, like I said, welcome to the old man hour and shit. So anyway, we're going to get right down to it, yo. So, G, you going to tell them or I'm going to tell them?
Well, last time you told them, so I guess I'll tell them this time. This is Groundhog's Day, officially, alert. This is Groundhog's Day.
Damn, a donkey groundhog.
Yes, it's a fucking a donkey burrowing into the fucking ground. I guess it's Groundhog's Day for him is in damn April. April Fool's Day. The fuck is going on with us? It's a system that we got. Basically, what we have to do now, we went back in time. Back, way back in time. We own an old Mac from our beginning days that we used to use to record the show. Because of the shit that we had now, our new shit was fucking up. We don't know if it's the computer, software problem, whatever it is, we couldn't figure it the fuck out. So now we went back, we got that old thing back, and the Mac is in the house, and hopefully this shit works fine.
The show
Mac
that,
is back.
Yes. And the show that was recorded, a very nice show,
it
by
was
the way.
A very good show we did last week.
Was unlistenable.
Yes.
So we're going to cover some topics that are already a few weeks old. You know, we apologize for that. But, you know what I'm saying? This is shout out to Kev Brown. This is low budget.
This is the show from last week redo.
So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the unfortunate, now, it's just really an update, 10, count them, 10 people have passed away during the unfortunate stampede at the Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. Yeah. And we talked about that last week, but subsequent things have happened. Obviously, at the time we recorded, it was 8. And 2 more souls have been lost. We talked about it on a lot of different levels. We'll get into it. First one, I guess, is the lawsuits to come.
Yeah.
Travis Scott's going to spend the next 10 years minimum dealing with this. Now, the Stadium Authority in Houston, Live Nation, other big money players are going to let their insurance companies pay this off, no doubt. But Travis Scott is going to be the pin the tail on the donkey, if you will. Speaking of donkey, the symmetry here. Swerve, you got a little legal ease here.
The only thing I would say legally, he should have shut it the fuck up instead of jumping out there talking about what he's going to pay for and this, that, and the other. Like, yes, sir, it was your concert event, whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
And there is no dishonor in him being contrite, sorry, regretful. There is nothing wrong with that. But his handlers should tell him to be the fuck quiet, because you don't see Live Nation or whoever the fuck out there talking about, yeah, we gonna pay for this, that, and the other. We gonna do that. This dude, he's the face of the event, and he is putting his foot in that face. Just stay out of the media, yo. Let them legal people handle that. Well, you didn't kill anybody, sir.
Yeah, but really what they're doing now, they're gonna pull out every Travis Scott concert, every mosh pit, the time he's telling cats to jump up second floor. There is clips now floating of obviously people who are in distress and people climbing up backstage telling his handlers, you know, stop the concert, shut it down, screaming. People are hurt.
Talking to handlers.
Yeah.
He's performing.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
He's
performing.
Right. I understand that when your name is on the event, doesn't matter. The buck is going to stop with your name. You're right. I get what you're saying. You know, that they're talking to handlers. You know, but so there was a guy on CNN who said that this is normal for Travis Scott's concert and that the warning signs have been coming. So, you know, they're going back and they're pulling every videotape, every mosh pit, you know. Relatives, victims have already said that Mr. Scott has blood on his hands. It's just so unfortunate.
Can I take you down memory lane real quick?
Indeed.
Remember we went to the Up in Smoke tour?
Yeah.
NWA, Snoop, all that shit.
Yeah.
And when Ren was like, fuck them seats, everybody come up to the front, and niggas was about to start doing that, and the rest of the people on stage were like, yo, chill. And situations like that, I mean, you got to look at the whole thing. They got to look at all these fucking concerts, all this shit, not just Travis Scott. If that's what they're doing, if they're doing a forensic, then they got to shut all that shit down.
So you know that's not what they're looking for. They're not going to look at a 1973 AC/DC Stampede concert. They're not going to look at that shit that happened with The Who. They're not going to look at Irish hooligans, you know, when hundreds of people is getting trampled. They're not going to look at the, you know, what happened in Mecca a few years ago. I can go on and on here about large crowds and the unfortunate, you know, what happens when human bodies, you know, start to tumble over like dominoes. You know, I mean, so then no one's looking at that. They're going to be looking at his culpability, which you said, Swerve, about him telling people to get in the mosh pit. You know, I need to see cats with, you know, bloody noses. They're gonna find him saying some shit like that, and they're gonna be like, there it is, incitement right there. Bang.
Well, there you go. So, I hope he's got enough money to take care of all of it.
Well, Travis, on this point, I'm quite sure he's got insurance just like the rest of them cats do, because you don't have a big event like that you ain't got insurance. So he's pretty much covered with insurance. But the thing is, they're going to be coming at him personally also.
There you go.
So he's going to have to try to fight that off. And now this is where Travis is going to have to really dig deep. Now you're going to start throwing niggas under the bus, your handlers, and all these people will be like, fuck that. They should have told me to shut the concert down, and I didn't. I would have if they told me, or you just going to eat it? Because right now, he seems like he's just going to eat it, talking about, I'm going to pay for this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And like you said, Igri, saying that shit is a nice gesture. Like, you got a kind heart, and you're a great person, and all that stuff. But saying that, somebody's thinking, damn, I was at the show. I was 1,000 rows back. I wasn't even in any danger of getting trampled, but I'm still going to sue this nigga for 15, 20 grand, because if I can get it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
you living?
Yeah. In the annals of hip hop, there have been a lot of unfortunate things that happen at a lot of different club dates, mainly shootings. But one thing that we want to talk about is, damn it, I had the date on the last show, but of course we're redoing the show and I have nothing. It was the Sean Puffy Combs, Big Daddy, Heavy D, not Big Daddy Kane. It was the Sean Combs, Heavy D celebrity basketball situation, which also ended in unfortunate lives lost, where a stampede took place and people got trampled. Okay. You can actually get an update on that on Vlad, by the way, because one of the bodyguards is saying that, you know, after that incident, they actually had to put Coombs on suicide watch because he thought he had lost everything. His name was on that. Him and Heavy D's name was on that celebrity basketball tournament or concert or whatever it was in New York at the time. I apologize for not having the correct dates and times and everything, but we're really flying, you know, by the seat of our pants here.
In this day and time, it only take 2 seconds for them to look it up.
That's it.
Get the exact date. Pictures, video, everything probably pop up.
So, yes, in the annals of history. So, and I'm sure that this Travis Scott people has already reached out to Combs. What do we do? You know.
You think?
You know, because he's been through it. Because he's been through it. The exact same thing. Now, granted, Combs would be like, look, it was a popular event. Maybe the security wasn't up to snuff and they just, you know, the whole crowd just rushed in. That's a different situation than I believe that what Mr. Scott is facing.
Right, because Puff and Heavy D didn't tell them niggas to rush.
Right.
Yeah.
As Travis Scott, that's what he does at his shows. He's been doing that for years, telling niggas, you know, rush the stage. That's what you do.
So that's what's up, yo. That is so unfortunate, yo. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yes, the loss of life, including that little kid that I saw.
Of course. Yes, of course. So, you know.
At a concert, and not from a sniper in the 77th floor, from folks just off the mad rush. Crazy.
No doubt. So we, you know, say Godspeed to those families, you know, in their time of grief here on the Hip Hop Digest show. As we continue on, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is your boy, one Kanye Fuck That Nigga West.
Wow. Tell him how you really feel.
Yeah, because you didn't say that last week.
I should have.
Well, you just did.
Now the thing is that, you know, there's a couple of things here. I know this wasn't the main topic, but this is what I have. Kanye West says he regrets signing Big Sean. And all of this has to do with his situation on the Nori show, talking about a lot of folks, Big Sean being one of them, Soldier Boy being another one. I saw a clip where Soldier Boy is ranting and raving.
Again?
This was a repeat from last week. But again, yes, again. Ranting and raving about being invited out to the ranch and recording joints and having text on display from Kanye West saying that he thought it was dope and this, that, and the third. But obviously he didn't make the album for whatever reason. Just Blaze was another one. again, going in, calling Just Blaze a biter. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the classic Jay-Z album that I guess Blaze did half the album. Kanye did half the album. Everybody giving Blaze all the credit. He's a biter. You know what I'm saying? Just Blaze get on the teleprompter and be like, damn, his people called me at the last minute and wanted to get something together for his album. You know what I mean? Now, what are we doing here? You know, you got Nori, he's pumping this shit up or whatever. And clearly, Kanye West, obviously, has issues. And last week, obviously, people didn't hear that. Where you were saying you kind of understand this cat a little more.
I do. I see him in a different light now. I understand him and understand his mentality of where he's coming from and how he sees things. Now, do I agree with a lot of the shit that he says? No. Because a nigga do be tripping and he's very, very egotistical, which I am not. So I don't get down like that. But I do understand him and I see where his point of view of how he sees things, his point of view is skewed towards him being... He is egotistical, so his point of view is skewed towards him. But I do understand where he's coming from. He sees things in a very personal way. When people say something or do something, he takes it so personal. When he does it and says something about somebody, the exact same shit that somebody did to him, he doesn't see it the same way. So as far as me saying that I understood him is that when he was on there talking about things, I was like, okay, I get it. The shit with Big Sean, as you say, he's getting at this nigga because he thought that him and Big Sean was supposed to be so cool and he was bringing Big Sean in. And then Big Sean, when he had the red hat on, went against him to the media and was out there talking about him in the media. So he's like, if you my mans and you got a problem with me, basically the way he's feeling about it, if you my man, you got a problem with me, why you know, about me with the red hat? Just say I don't fuck with that red hat shit. Why you gotta take it to the media and shit? Why you ain't say it to me? We supposed to be cool. Why you ain't say it to me? Like he said, he ain't got no problem with Pusha T, because Pusha T had a problem with the red hat, but he told him directly to his face about the shit. Pusha T didn't go to the media with that shit. Pusha T came directly to him and they still cool. It's like, that's my man, we still good. Well, why the fuck you and Common and Talib and y'all niggas go to the media and Russian and talk about me and my red hat when y'all know me? Y'all got my number. Come to me. Say something about that shit. Don't be coming and going out. Basically, that's how he feel about the shit.
Okay, and you know what I'm gonna say about that? I'm gonna say about, again, this nigga thin skin.
Of course, nigga, you know they all thin
nigga
skin,
super thin. Because you know what? Because he's one of these niggas, and that's why him and Blackface kind of got that dick measuring symmetry, thin skin niggas.
That's part of it too.
Yeah, exactly. This thin skin shit. Because if it was Hove, niggas would have went to Hove directly. And he think he on that. I want to be Hove. I want to be respected like Hove. And niggas, when they don't do that shit, and y'all niggas don't see me like, and I can hear him running off with all of this shit because he thinks he's this, you know, or like Obama part two. Niggas should respect him.
I didn't feel it like that.
I didn't feel it like
he was saying it like that. I feel it like it's us three here. We cool. If you do some shit that I ain't fucking with, instead of saying it to you, I'm all in media. Somebody asked me a question. So what do you think about what King Killer said about this, that, and the third? But, and I'm saying, man, I ain't fuck with that shit. King Killer shouldn't have done that shit. And you're going to be fucked up about that because I should have said something to you.
Okay.
I never said nothing to you. I said it to the media.
But, B, this the record industry. And how many times we done sat up here on this show talking about motherfucking music executives and niggas who run in the label talking that family shit, all right? It ain't really fucking like that. And maybe Big Sean and maybe them other niggas already realized this shit. Man, fuck this family shit, because Kanye, if the shoe was on the other foot, would throw me under the bus like a mofo. So fuck that, nigga. I'ma do me.
I guess I got to pull the Kurt G again.
Uh-oh.
Stepping out of his role this week. I cram to understand how we give a fuck about any of that. We are looking at people who make music. And we are sitting right here right now off this. What'd you say, King Killer? Hyperbole. Who gives a fuck about what hat Kanye wears? Who gives a fuck about how Big Sean feels about it? We're getting caught up in that other shit. I don't give a fuck. I wish everybody well. I think it was like a year ago that I came to this conclusion that maybe it's because I'm older, that I don't really want to participate or care or get too involved in these people's lives. Right. I want you to be the artist that made me listen to some fucking art that you made. I don't care about your baby mama drama, who you dating. I don't care about none of that, yo. So as I'm sitting here looking at you two, get a little bit animated, not like we were last week, but
no, yeah, my thing was just that I understand him a little bit more than I thought I would. I was thinking that I was feeling like King Killer, like, man, this nigga. But most of the shit he was saying was mostly regular old Kanye, egotistical, talking about himself. You know what I'm saying? Kurt. That's Kanye to the T. He always going to talk about himself. He's being the greatest and all that. You expect that from him. His ego has always been on a 10, even when he was broke. So the nigga
is who we thought he was. Exactly. So crown his ass.
So now with all these billions, his ego is on fucking 1 million. You know what I'm saying? So he's always going to be that way. So I did get that. I know that part. But I just understood why he was acting the way he was acting. Like, damn, we supposed to be cool. You know what I'm saying? You signed to my labels. You know me. You got my number, nigga. It ain't like you. I don't know who you are. And you be just some industry nigga just asked a question to. Nigga, we got each other's number. So he said he sent the text out to them niggas like, damn, why y'all say that? Why y'all ain't say it to me? Why y'all going to go out here in the media with this
shit?
So
if you take the human element.
Wait, killer. So Curtis, it's okay for him to just go and do the same fucking thing with the slippery, slimy dude?
Damn it. There you go.
Swerve, you read my mind.
It's not.
Thank you, Swerve. Read my mind.
It is not, my nigga. It is not.
Why
just
call them and say, damn, nigga, why didn't you call me? Because I'm a damn sure call y'all. You know what I'm saying?
All thing I'm doing is giving his perspective on things. I'm not saying I agree with it, the nigga, or what it's going on. I just say I'm understanding him more than I used to. I understand his perspective on things. Now, it's skewed in a way, his perspective. But still, I understand his perspective of what he sees. But he is, like King Killer said, he'll do the shit, but he wants you niggas to respect me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He don't see it. He doesn't see it that way when he does it, but he sees it that way when somebody does it to him. So it's like he doesn't see the exact same opposite thing.
And that's why I'll wait for the music, good or bad.
Good music.
Hey.
So that's what's up. But anyway, but yeah, I think largely that's the most smoke I'ma have for one Kanye West, yo. I just can't even. I fuck that nigga anyway and shit.
I know this all nigga.
That,
you know, it's just,
all that Magnum hat.
No, that
shit.
Magnum shit just got him.
He said complete, Magnum.
He said Magnum. Magnum PI, well, my
the
nigga.
Big black hat on her with the gold shit.
Oh, shit. What was that 40-ounce Magnum shit? That's that shit. So they just fuck around. Just get in a coffin when you start drinking that shit. That shit eating your liver up immediately.
And so, and I want to get out of this, but I do want to clear up the dad who is telling niggas to get on the porch, and that is one, what's your boy name down in Houston?
Mr. Shit, J.
The gangster, Mr. Prince. J. Prince. All right, who himself is examining his own portfolio and the investments that he's in said artists. And now coming together, Drake and Kanye should be getting together on a bigger platform and this, that, and the third. That shit is, I tell you what,
if Jay Prince says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You will see Drake and Kanye somewhere on a stage together, somewhere, because that nigga pulls the strings.
Oh, is that what the streets want?
The streets don't give a fuck about neither one of these niggas. If you want to talk about street niggas,
okay.
But I'm talking about, on a pop level, on a pop rap level, these two niggas will get together if Jay Prince says it's going to happen, because Jay Prince pulls the strings for one Mr. Drake.
I'm a real boy.
certified flower boy and shit.
Damn. So tell him how you really feel,
nah, B. I'm sick of these niggas, yo. Get back down to the fucking real hip hop.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Yeah. Right.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is talking about real hip hop and shit. Damn, I hate to do it to him. Your boy Snoop Dogg got a job over at Def Jam, some type of executive talent fucking director. Now, real talk.
Did they make up a position for him, or is this real?
I apparently they gave him some money, and he's doing some shit. And, you know, I see him in the video. So it's Snoop in the video. Who's in the video? It's called Murder Music. It's Jadakiss, Benny the Butcher, and Busta Rhymes, the official video. Snoop is in there doing his best impression of Puffy. Snoop's not really rhyming. He's got his Def Jam jacket on. There's the similar motif of as the walk stepping on buildings, but he's not really disrespecting like that, but it's the large Snoop. So he's over at Def Jam. He's got some type of position or whatever, and apparently a good money position. Now, this is the thing. Snoop is not an A&R guy. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know. Maybe Def Jam is thinking that Snoop is so ubiquitous in pop culture that we just having him at Def Jam and spotting him in videos with Benny and Jadakiss gives it a official, yo, we bringing back real hip hop, which Snoop seems to be down with. But can you really see Snoop in an A&R role up at Def Jam? Very well paid A&R, by the way.
Well, hopefully he's not being paid to be an A&R. I'm just saying that straight up. Hopefully he's just a face man and they're using him to come in like a la a Martha Stewart to cross over fans.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, what can he do? Def Jam is obviously not 85 Def Jam, you know, on Elizabeth Street. You know what I'm saying? Where Rick Rubin and them niggas got a drum machine at the desk. This is not that 85. Hell, it's not even Def Jam.
95.
You know, 95 where, you know, DMX and Hov and them niggas was up at Def Jam. So this is a whole nother situation. I'm not saying that Benny and Busta Rhymes and Jadakiss ain't make a good record. What I'm saying is that these guys are these guys. You know, is Def Jam going to... Last person... And this is why I'm suspect. I'm sorry. I'm rambling a little bit. But the last person was Eminem's fucking manager, okay, who they gave him a lot of money and ran him up there and shit. And he picked a bunch of motherfucking quasi-trap, mustard-sound-like niggas. And for the life of me, I cannot find the name of that mixtape, when it was out, or nothing. Pew! Disappeared.
He must have paid money to get that one out of there. I don't need this blemish on my record.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, Def Jam itself is tainted. Obviously, it's a Hall of Fame label. I got plenty of Def Jam records up in here. But Def Jam itself is tainted. I don't see Snoop at underground spots saying, okay, if we really going to work on just bringing back cats... This is just, like you said, maybe he's just a well-paid cheerleader.
So you said A&R, rock climber, playing electric guitar. Is that what Snoop is now?
I'm just saying, I don't see how this works.
Who was that, GZA?
I don't see how...
It was that GZA?
That's some Wu-Tang shit.
Yeah, that's GZA.
But I just, I don't know. You're being extra wordy about it. I'm trying to watch my words. Because I do have respect for what Snoop did with Doggy Style and a couple other singles. But to me, it's like I'm at the bar. Yo, let me get one of them Snoop Dogs. And they bring that motherfucker back. It's a cup full of ice, an ounce of gin, and 12 ounces of juice. I just can't fuck with it no more. He's so diluted. And like you said, Def Jam is not the fucking Def Jam that we knew and loved that you got on your fucking arm. Def Jam is some other shit right now, as is Snoop Dogg. So I don't expect them to come with no real shit. And no disrespect to Benny and whoever the fuck else was on that record. It's a fucking quick... It's a quick money grab.
Promotion.
But let's see how this shit plays out over a fucking year. Just a year. Just give me a fucking year.
12
to
months.
See how it plays out. And I guarantee you I'm going to be back here next year saying, yeah, I ain't really trying to talk too much outside of Doggy Style, my nigga.
Well, I'm going to give Snoop a little bit more credit than Doggy Style. Doggy Style is a classic.
Wait a minute.
And Snoop is a Hall of Famer. And Snoop is a Hall of Famer.
Give him credit. What are you giving Snoop credit for besides Doggy Style? Let me get two records. Easy for you.
The joint that he did with Pharrell that dropped like it's hot.
It. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Okay. Yeah, you heard the hook in your head. And then what's the next one?
There, okay, God, look, no. So, first of all, all right.
Fuck
so,
them other niggas because I'm down with my niggas.
Look. Look, I'm not on a first name basis with a lot of shit outside of probably Snoop's first two albums anyway. But all that being said, it doesn't matter. Snoop has made some quality records past that. Not many. I will agree with you. If you're putting it on a scale, the garbage outweighs, you know.
His name's Rhymes, yo. It's Rhymes. You listen to Snoop lately?
Man.
Last 10 years?
Whew.
So, again, I'm just, this is the Hip Hop Digest show. Ain't no fucking front and allowed. I will bow down if I was ever in Snoop's presence, and it would strictly be for his early work. Now, I look at him as a businessman now. He's making a lot of motherfucking money doing a whole lot of shit.
Yes, beer
commercials,
is.
TV shows, podcasts, wherever, all that shit he's doing. You know I'm not here to hate on that, but that's not going to get you no extra fucking credit from me in the hip-hop world. Are you incorporating hip-hop in that shit you're talking about? Or are you being Calvin Brodus getting a check playing Snoop Dogg in this shit? Well, and I know niggas probably gonna get on me, but I don't care.
I don't think that's gonna get on you.
Not for that, because your viewpoint on that is 100% true.
And two, he wouldn't be the only one. There have been way too many. There's way too many guys who've had, you know, A&R positions and have gotten boutique labels, no matter who it was. Now, maybe there's different circumstances. Maybe they didn't get the money behind the labels and this, that, and the third, but didn't get it done. You know, to me, to be honest with you, did Jay really get it done at Def Jam?
No.
But now people would say, well, shit, he brought Rihanna in and she sells a trillion records.
Is that hip-hop?
But he really didn't get it done. So, you know, I mean, God, I could just now I can drop names. I remember when Russell was handing out boutique labels and shit, Doodoo Man Records, and he gave it to Prince Paul. Now, to Prince Paul's defense, he probably didn't get a budget or anything. He couldn't put anything out, but he didn't
they
get
might
it.
They might have told him, something else.
He gave Chuck D a label. He gave Chuck D a label called Pro Division. Other than the single Buck Wildin' off the Terminator X album, you know, the Pro Division didn't really get anything done. Now, again, I see Russell handing out boutique labels and shit like Christmas sweaters, but not really putting no money behind that shit. It was a whole lot of those Rush-associated labels that were out there back in the days.
R-A-L.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely remember that.
So, for the record, I do not dislike Calvin. I do not disrespect him. I love that he made Doggy Style, him and all the people involved in that album. I love it. I'll never forget first time hearing Deep Cover. It was amazing to me. His whole shit, everything about Snoop, I was like, yo, who is this nigga? When is his album coming out? When can I hear more? Blah, blah, blah. But at this point, we're talking, what year was that it came out? Shit. Doggy Style.
I don't know. 92, 93.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
That's a long motherfucking time ago, yo. And yes, do I bounce to drop it like it's hot? Yup. And then he made some other shit that was like a fucking hot ass R&B song that I just happened to hear on Spotify one day. It was like, whoa, but even that was like 8 years old. So I'm just saying, I don't have any good expectations of Def Jam or Snoop Dogg running that or doing what he's doing. I don't have any good expectations of that shit.
Okay. So how about I say this? Why don't us dinosaur niggas just go ahead and bury Def Jam out back in the old oil fields, fossilize that shit, and say that's Def Jam from 80 this to 2000. Let's give them all those years and say that's Def Jam. Anything after that is over. So let's just bury all that and call that hip-hop. And let's say from there on, we have no more expectations of this label. Let this label be whatever it's going to be, whether it's going to be R&B, rock, pop. We don't care. Just let it be whatever it's going to be and stop being getting in our feelings, because we have this nostalgia of what Def Jam used to be and what it should still be, but it's no longer that, and it's never going to be that, because those people that were part of that label are going and doing Rick Rubin's off somewhere meditating doing his thing. You can't even find Russell now, so it's like all that shit is gone.
Mm. But it's still in memory, just like Snoop Dogg. Shit from the beginning is in memory. We give it respect.
Well, you can't see, the thing is that Def Jam, what Def Jam is still it's an institution that defines almost everything that we hold true. I mean, at least at that point in time. You're right. But there's all kinds of labels like that. I mean, as foul as Tom Silverman is over Tommy Boy, but Tommy Boy name still is just legendary in the annals of hip hop. I mean, so yeah, I know what you're saying. You're right. I mean, they might as well be signing country niggas up at Def Jam at this point, because they don't really matter in terms of hip hop.
And what's fucking niggas up is that the name is still the same. And that's what it is.
Well, no, and it would help. Now, I'll give you that. It would help, because for all intents and purposes, Tommy Boy, for all intents and purposes, Tommy Boy really doesn't exist. I mean, for the most part, the catalog is sold. They'll probably still print under Tommy Boy, but it doesn't exist. If they go ahead and just get rid of Def Jam and then fold it into to whatever conglomerate owns them at this point, it would help.
Right.
Because, shit. You know, shit, them niggas.
But the
Beaver.
Right, Beaver, as he likes to call him.
Exactly. So Beaver was my TLC, Missy Elliott, on this fucking cover of The Source. I was out! And that's the shit with Def Jam. So I think of Def Jam as BC, before Carter.
Before Carter and after Carter.
Wow.
Oh man.
Oh, it's crazy.
Jam BC.
It's crazy.
No doubt. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, I want to say rest in peace to Ronnie Wilson. Okay, one of the founding members of the Gap Band.
Yes.
Okay, Ronnie Wilson passed away, again, a couple of weeks ago. We're doing last week's show this week. But we want to say rest in peace to him. Let me tell you something, man. Gap Band, okay? Gap Band is synonymous, not just with obviously sampling, breaks, and this, that, and the third, a lot of hits. Hip hop has been very good to the Gap Band, as well as Charlie Wilson, obviously as doing features and hooks and the like. But you think of the amount of just records from sampled from Outstanding, the Oops Upside Your Head, Up Early in the Morning,
Burn Rubber,
yeah. I mean, just hit after hit, just incredible. Yeah, wow, B. We should be really playing joints at the end of the show, yo, for the Gap Band, yo. I know you won't. I'm just saying, yo, just because cats, really think about it like this. There's cats right now who only know, who don't know Gap Band, but know the samples.
Right, because Outstanding was sampled so many damn times.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's a countless number of times.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
So if I do Gap Band, you know how I do it. I'm going to do joints that people probably don't know.
I know you trying to. Yeah, I know you wouldn't. You know,
good.
You rocking that B side, John. I'm not saying you should be playing outstanding. You should play Oops Upside Your Head, though.
there's a mandate coming down.
Just because you don't believe that I want to dance.
That bass line crazy. So no doubt. So now, I believe on the show you said something about the Gap Band and the acronym and what that stood for.
Now I'm going to mess up the first one. Is it
Garnett?
Greenwood Garnett. Archer.
I thought it was Garnett, Archer, and Pine. It was Greenwood.
No, it's Greenwood.
Greenwood, Archer, Pine.
Yep.
Okay, Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. Okay.
Very good.
Tulsa.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Black Wall Street.
Yes.
Black Wall Street. Yes.
Exactly. And the Gap Band, again, we're from that area, Tulsa, I believe. Again, you know, yeah. Tulsa,
yep.
Again, representing, no doubt, no doubt. So we just say rest in peace to Ronnie Wilson. I don't know, you know, cats like us, it's always going to be super special for the dinosaurs because, again, we existed before hip-hop and the Gap Band was a part of that. You know, saying before, after, and during, you know, their legacy.
When real
endures.
Funk and soul music was being created.
Oh, my goodness. Indeed. No doubt.
Crazy.
So, indeed. So, I got to be honest with you. I'm fucking don't even know what the fuck else we talked about last week. And shit, yo. I'm just because I didn't have no notes and this, that, and the third and just all fucked up in the game. And whatnot.
Anything? I just been in a fog these last couple of days, but
yeah, you know. it's been a pretty foggy myself. But I got something. November is now Hip Hop History Month because Congress said so. Now somebody passed a resolution, I guess. Here, Senate chambers made history in July when passed a resolution S331, officially named November Hip Hop History Month. Recognized as August 11th. Wait a minute. Is that when they passed the bill? No, I guess they did pass the bill back in August. I'm sitting up here. Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York, Maxine Waters, co-sponsored the resolution. You know, let's see here.
It's a long way from crushing hip-hop records and all that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, Hip Hop History Month, hip hop itself, history is going to be, it's still ubiquitous, and I believe because history is juvenile, back that thing up.
Mm. Hey, you know what, B? I'm first going to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you to Congress for doing it. I don't want to be ungrateful. Fuck it. Thank you. But I don't need that shit. What I need is the fucking Universal Hip Hop Museum to be completed. That will be a real fucking display and institution that represents hip hop daily, not in November.
Shit, you don't know, son. It might be up in that infrastructure bill. It's a lot of fucking money in there, B.
What are you talking about?
There might be some money going towards that hip hop museum out of that infrastructure bill Biden got through.
I ain't mad at that though. I'm not mad at that because that basically is the African American History Museum in Washington. It's gonna be fucking amazing. Have you guys been paying attention? Rocky's my man, so I'll be paying attention full. This shit's going to be fucking amazing.
So let me
and
read
it's
the
being built.
So let me read the end of the since you mentioned that, let me read the end of the article. It says, in celebration of Hip Hop History Month, the Universal Hip Hop Museum launched the Do You Know Hip Hop campaign and will continue to work toward the grand opening of its physical museum in the birthplace of hip hop, the Bronx. Artists involved in bringing the museum to fruition, which is slated to open its doors by 2024, include Nas, Curtis Blow, Ice-T, LL Cool J, and more. That is at the end of the article about the Hip Hop History Month.
Said Curtis Blow because he's big in it, but damn, how they gonna leave Rocky out of that shit? Who is fucking spearheading?
They don't know Rocky.
Rocky's not an artist.
They don't know Rocky.
It's like Snoop. He's
the fucking spearhead of
this
shit.
He is the head of that shit. He's the nigga, but he's the one that's behind the scenes making this shit pop and happen. The people that you don't know about, Like that one guy, was the Black Godfather?
Oh, yes, yes.
That
yes,
type of guy that nobody really knew about, but he was making shit happen. So
no
doubt. That's where he's at.
That's all right. I'm going to have Rocky back with us soon.
Oh, and I got plenty of and I got plenty of records in here with Rocky's name on it.
And you didn't even know it. She's like, damn.
One of my you selling thighs now, Kurt?
One of my favorite joints with Rocky's name on it is Masters of the Ceremony, Cracked Out.
Damn.
Cracked out. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the crack?
Damn. Y'all had a moment the other day, today, recording day. So obviously, you know, we interviewed Billy Bill.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And I haven't gone and looked at the numbers and shit like that of you know, the views and all that kind of stuff, but I saw Jahlil posted some shit today on Instagram about that goddamn question I asked as far as ghostwriting. And I was like, yes, niggas is listening, yo.
Yeah, shout
niggas
to Jahlil.
Listening out here in these streets.
Yeah,
he basically quoted Billy Bill saying, if your name is on there, you a writer, not a ghostwriter. But even with that, let me say, I still believe my question went a different way than what it was meant to go, but I appreciate it and took
it. The ghostwriting question is really has to be broken down into generations. I'm sorry, because ghostwriting really didn't come in. I'm going to be honest with you. The idea of the MC and writing their own lyrics at the outset, at the dawn of that, of hip hop on record, is really not a thing due to stolen lyrics from Rapper's Delight, or at least even style stealing, if you want to give those guys over Sugar Hill Records some type of credit from the stolen notebook, or at least style stealing.
Right.
Okay, they did that. All right. So now, of course, by the time you got around, I'm going to say 86, 85, 86, cats, you know what I mean? 87 stick up kids type cats. Yo, it's super important. It was super important. I'm going to say earlier than that, I'm going to say 85, because really, really, once you get into the aspect of a, or even earlier than that, fuck it. Kumo D. You know what I'm saying? Kumo D didn't have any ghostwriters. LL Cool J didn't have any ghostwriters. Now, if history proves me wrong, then it just proves me wrong, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking to, and that's why I like it. And that's why it's a standard, because that, yo, I don't give a fuck if it's not 90% of the niggas off. Fuck them niggas, okay? Because you don't belong in the 10%, maybe single digit of guys, true Hall of Famers who didn't have ghostwriters. Until otherwise proven, LL Cool J's official with that shit, all right? Until otherwise proven, KRS-One is official, all right? Until otherwise proven, even Hov. You know what I'm saying? Until otherwise proven, and I know people tried to den up Hov a little bit. Oh, no, such and such is writing hooks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. That's like the DJ cutting. You know
what
I mean?
Is he writing rhymes? That's the question. Fuck a hook.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So until otherwise proven, I don't care if your man's favorite man gets knocked out. Okay? That's what a lot of these blackface niggas don't give, you know what I'm saying? They mad. It's over. You know what I mean? Okay, yeah, he's your man for your generation of all time, for ubiquity. Salute, nigga. Peace. But for all time, for hip hop, it's over, nigga. You know what I'm saying? He don't get to walk with the single percent niggas in hip hop. He don't get to do that. You know what I'm saying? He get to do that because he got money and shit. That's like buying access to the motherfucking space shuttle. If I had $1 billion, I could get a ride on that bitch.
You not an astronaut?
I'm not, but I could ride on it, though.
SpaceX, nigga. SpaceX.
Basically space rockets, my nigga.
Passenger, nigga.
Space ghost. So all that being said, so yeah, it really breaks down into generations in the fact that now you have another generation. I just like his music. I wish people would stop talking about who writes the lyrics. Who cares?
I can see that, though, B. I can see that.
Then shut your mouth. But then shut your mouth about trying to hang out with the cats in the 9-10% crowd.
Shut your pie hole. Shut it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Look, I could be happy for you. You know what I mean? A lot of cats out there talking about, man, I would love to get some motherfucking percentages and shit on Drake and shit. That's why you see all kinds. Every time, you know what I'm saying? He's a walking economy. You know, a couple of weeks ago when I was like, you got Project Pat and them niggas filling out job applications and shit. He's a walking economy. Anybody, niggas is trying to get percentage off the percentage off that nigga. Why you think Jay Prince running around and shit still brokering and shit? You know what I'm saying? Telling that nigga to stay on the porch. Let me go out here and deal with that other nigga's dad.
Damn. Let me steer you away from that, sir.
Okay.
And just throw out a rando. Can I throw out a rando?
Oh, shit. Oh, not a rando.
A rando.
Mm.
How do we feel about Snoop, Ice Cube? Is it Quick? And somebody else getting in a group calling themselves Mount Rushmore. How do we feel about that?
I don't feel any kind of way about it.
I don't feel any kind of way about it because
it's,
see,
it, to me, it's no different than Slaughterhouse. It's just a name.
They didn't call themselves Mount Rushmore,
but
though.
it's just a name.
Well, to that's me, because you're,
there's something that goes along with Mount Rushmore, bros. Come on now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying because you're taking the name.
You're taking it literally.
Right. You're taking the name Mount Rushmore.
I think they did too.
Well, I'm quite sure they do, but they might be the Mount Rushmore of the West Coast.
And that's all it's going to come down to. Right. Now, see, that's going to be really for more West Coast cats. And then you'll quickly see East Coast cats cobble something together for themselves in that nature because niggas is biting constantly.
Real Mount Rushmore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You can see that. You can see that.
Niggas on... on some Twitter shit, the real. Yeah. My shit's certified, nigga.
Right. Like I said,
they got the blue chip.
Right. Yeah. I'm the real Mount Rushmore.
Right. And then you can see East Coast cats getting together to try to do that or whatever. And then you may have some West Coast all stars getting together, talking, you know, standing right there that shit. Mount Rushmore is really from my state, nigga. Man, you can see this whole shit going down here. But earlier we talked about, are we going to talk about them niggas trying to, you know, usurp the name to send some kind of signal that, yeah, well, we really are the best of the best. But what's the fucking music going to sound like, though, B?
Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing it.
If Quick is doing the beats, I want to hear it.
Yeah, but see, I don't. Yeah, but it's none of these guys. The problem with these guys, man, is none of these guys are really going to take direction from a true producer who's gonna tell Ice Cube that he 3 out of the 4 records he's rhyming off beat.
Well,
who's gonna say that?
For every Vaseline you throw at me, I'm gonna throw at you a motherfucking yay yay. We be clubbing. Just stay away from that shit. We'll be alright.
Cognac.
You know what I mean? And then you got the specter of these guys again, you know, trying to sound modern. And ain't nothing worse than the guy over the age of 40 rhyming over trap beats.
What's your boy? Sammy Davis Jr., Beretta, don't do it.
Can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Don't do it.
So anyway, yeah, man, Snoop got beat up pretty good in this show.
He got respect, though.
He got beat up pretty good.
ain't no fucking shorts on here. It is what it is, and whoever mad, be fucking mad. It is what it is. So,
no doubt. I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of people. I'm going to give a shout-out to the DJs. I'm going to give a shout-out to One to Dial, who posted the electro mix or whatever. I was banging that, no doubt. I'll give a shout out to T-Bear, who always mix, you know what I'm saying? The Digest text chain need to really, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
You need to start really listening to T-Bear mixes, you know what I'm saying? He really, really is throwing down the mixes, and I'm listening
wait
to
wait a minute.
Lot of
can
that shit.
See that? You hear that, T-Bear? Did you send him a check?
Nah.
Did the check clear? Did the check clear back there, sir?
No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shout out to DJs, you know what I'm saying? Because I do listen to cats when they be up there. T-Bear on Instagram, one to dial, send a nice electro mix or whatever. So for any of you DJs out there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know Diff ain't on the text chain that much or whatever. Be another one. Yo, he puts together some nice mixtapes or whatever. So, you know, I personally enjoy listening to that. So I just want to shout out the DJs.
Fuck my mixes.
And shit. Damn. Well, damn, nigga. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
No, fuck my mixes.
Too late. Okay. It's too late.
No, I ain't going to clean it up. I'm just going to straighten it up. All right?
Straighten it out.
Yeah. I ain't going to clean it up. You straighten it out. You know, you get a nice... At any time, B, you know, you can send me a 9:30, 45-minute nice little wind sprint. You know, I appreciate that, and then I'll shout it out. Okay?
Working on that.
Okay.
Trust.
Okay, and since we're giving out props for the text chain, I know he goes, I guess he feels like he's not being heard, but I'm going to give props to our man, Mr. Peter Johansson, for all the joints that he dropped on there, because he drops like fucking pigeons. He be dropping loads on that motherfucker. You be seeing so many records drop, and his joints be dropping, and I'm like, damn. So I ain't never heard of that shit before. That's hot.
That's why I'm telling you, if it's your first, second, or just a couple times listening to Hip Hop Digest, where you need to be is in the Hip Hop Digest text chain. Because one the dial, right?
At
because
the end of the day,
right? Because if one the dial dropped the mixtape, or T Bear dropped the mixtape, or Peter Johansson dropped 10 albums of all the underground butters. That's this in hip hop text chain. That's where it lives. You know, yeah. Let's say Big Rush is posts 3 exclusive beats. Well, it's only going to be in a fucking text chain. You know what I mean? Exclusive. So that's where you need to be, as well as the text chain for Hip Hop Digest T-shirts.
We got T-shirts
left. We're selling them. It's our annual T-shirt drive.
It's the holiday season.
Yes.
Niggas.
Holiday season.
Niggas like, fuck that shit. Y'all have a Black Friday sale?
Yes. $25. Also, before we get past it, the most current member of the Hip Hop Digest text chain, Chris Lesenak from Wyoming.
Okay.
Shout him out.
Shout out, sir.
Member of the text chain. I hope you like it. I see you in there commenting, saying stuff. I see you.
No doubt.
Okay. Since we on the text chain like that, I was thinking a few weeks back of doing this thing, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I think we should bring the fishbowl back. remember we used to do the fishbowl?
Somebody got mad with it.
Yeah. One of the members of the team said, man, fuck that fishbowl shit.
I don't like it.
Well, now y'all know who it was. But I figured we should bring it back. You know, I think people that listen to the show, they like the fishbowl. Bring them on here and let them go ahead and be a part of the show and do what they do. So I'm thinking we're going to go ahead and bring that back. I mean, maybe a limited time. I know you're not going to be able to take it for too long because this our motherfucking show. You don't need a motherfucking guest.
Okay, that's real.
But we're going to do it for a little bit of time. And I'm saying this. Let me add this in there, a little caveat on it. You got to be in the motherfucking text chain if you want to be in the fishbowl.
Here it is.
There it is. So, no
easy.
Doubt.
Easy.
No doubt.
And it's free. It's free.
$3.99.
No, all it's going to cost you is a little time and your effort to turn the fucking alerts off, because sometimes, some days, it's heavy.
You fuck around and wake up and look at your phone and shit, be 60 to 100 messages on that bitch. Depends on what the topic is for the day.
No doubt. So anyway, I know it's a short show. It was kind of scatterbrained. We apologize for that between the technical difficulties and being, you know, just being life and shit. So, but we aims to do better next week. But now we're going to get the cream. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Michael Myers and Paul's One Double Homicide. That's Michael Myers and Paul's One Double Homicide. And T-Bear Alert. Yeah, the check cleared, just so you know. the Black Mavericks and Pandemonium Branches of the Same Tree.
Ooh,
the Black Mavericks and Pandemonium Branches of the Same Tree.
Fucking payola and shit.
Bingo.
Look at this nigga. He got the physical
copy over there. Look at, and it's signed, my nigga.
Right, signed. Yes.
Look at this nigga.
This nigga. All right.
You
that's
know, them's my man's in them.
No doubt. No doubt. That's what's
had
up.
I had to have them exclusive. Well, I mean, I did what I had to do to get it. You know what I'm saying? I paid the price, but it's worth it. That's
all
my
right.
man's in them. Just like we want support, we going to support those that fuck with us.
Indeed. Indeed.
Saying?
All right, kid. So we're going to do it again and hopefully better next week.
All right.
Yep.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Yo, yo, it's Black Poet, you heard? Yeah. My nigga Nutrageous.
You already know.
My nigga Maze.
Yo, Maze.
Yeah,
Q Burrow.
All your haters in the game, you can block if you like.
I ain't a lot of streets, spit real game.
No doubt, you don't know what it's about. You think you spitting game, but the game spit you out.
All your haters in the game, you can block if you like.
I ain't a lot of streets, spit real game.
QB bust they gun.
I'm not your regular Spanish, Latin American. I'm snatching niggas' Benjamins. Eat them up like Entenmann's. Buck 50 they face, nuts, so not a gentleman. Don't believe in manners, they waving the banner. It's red like the blood, I'm a rusty ass banger. My eyes stay burgundy, third degree. Spit fire, you can see the smoke from here to Germany. They trying to murder me, they really think this beat is hurting me. But all I see my comp is an infirmary, or either getting surgery. Locked up for burglary, I'm underground dog. Commercial niggas heard of me, laughing at the name. Can't see me verbally, cause bullets of rain on your block for eternity. Poe, pass me the gap, cock it back. I'ma push this whole industry's wick back.
I'm all your haters in the game, you can block if you like.
I ain't a lot of streets, spit real game.
No doubt, you don't know what it's about. You think you spitting game, but the game spit you out.
All your haters in the game, you can block if you like.
I ain't a lot of streets, spit real game.
QB bust they gun.
Said, Poet, what you doing? You a nut, ready to start flowing, let's get it going. Niggas can't fuck with shit that I come up with. Pull out the AK and broad day public. I got y'all niggas running, you heard that Poet's coming. You see me down the streets and scream like a fucking woman. You ain't a crook, son, you just a shook one. You heard Mobb Deep, well I broke the book done. I'm coming at you like a school of piranhas. Word to mama, I shred you fake rhymers. Y'all niggas ain't got a chance, call an ambulance. I'm beating niggas to death with my bare hands. Motherfuckers pay attention as I do it and take notes and notice the flow is fluent. My competition ain't even get on yet. My competition ain't even been born yet.
It's good, my nigga. It's cool, fair. Let's get it started. Damn, it's cinematic. I'm about it. It's the way it depicted. Provided I recited when I lighted, I'm lifted. Addicted to the life. It was like it was scripted. Predicted the bright lights. British nights getting twisted. The Queen streets. My landscape living the life. Speaking slang, you can't translate. I'm giving advice. The meds fitted. The floor swept out in the port steps. Hopping out, dive side of the ride, a Corvette. New York to Summerside with the humanity fights. Popping off when your words is taken literally. My form memory was out of control. Where hip hop was first burst, now it's taking its toll. I'm glad that I had a chance to reveal authenticity. Cause back in the days, you can feel the electricity. You can't tell me nothing or try to define it. We were chilling on the corner, some regardless of climbing. My conglomerates predominantly raised off graffiti. My gangstar continuous, he played from the city. Street credibility. He's teaching his lessons. No responsibilities. And rocking
F1 preference. This the 4 pound shaker. Two, I'm surprised. This the 4 pound shaker.
shine like jewelry. Ain't nobody schooling. Break the breaker. It's the four pound shaker. Super surprise. It's the four pound shaker.
Smoke one for the homie, quote one. Whole gun, full funds, and gold rum. Mama loves the old son, but she don't know I'm cold scum. The flow comes sweet as a rose plum, but I'm 30 as the ground it grows from. The Shogun, call my fam brother like Hulk Hogan. There's no sun where the dark dwell. Yo, I'm classy and cheap, like a glass of Martell. Peep the guard spell, hope my son treat his heart well. And pray from this wicked tree the apple fall fell. My cartel, few words and large L's. Shorty with it, I beat the box like Rise. I shall proceed and prevail. I'm in the hood like old niggas named Terrell. It's the cause all hell. Keep chrome like the Google site. Married to the game, I just fucking threw the rice.
It's the 4 pound shaker. Super superb. It's the 4 pound shaker. I shine like jewelry. Ain't nobody schooling. Break the breaker. It's the 4 pound shaker. Super superb. It's the 4 pound shaker.
Fist with the blind like a man body and then one hit to sure fit to knock out your oxygen out for the count. You best honor the scout, there's consequences, so watch what comes out your mouth. A beast is born, pay attention, heed the warn. Come in contact, aftermath seems to form. This intrepid infect, I inject when I wreck. The rhetoric is next, old school wrecking the vet. My faculty like mafia with family ties. Step over our boundaries, we'll leave your family tied. It's my passion and pride to make this man survive. And I black out like this just to pass the time. You kids are asinine. Think you know my situation. These words you couldn't speak, you be hyperventilating. Fuck patiently waiting. The assassin is here. Then I disappear like you average rapper's career.
Breaker, breaker. It's the 4 pound shaker. Super superb. It's the 4 pound shaker. I shine like jewelry. Ain't nobody schooling. Breaker, breaker. It's the 4 pound shaker. Super superb. It's the 4 pound shaker.
Dreams never come true, but some do. That's why I keep on dreaming. Dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on.
Dream on, dream on.
You gotta dream on. Yo, a working class kid, now in a middle class villa, yeah. Sitting in his boy room, trying to scribble rapzilla. Then the inner city rappers, win a gift, a gab of talent, but a massive shock value, cause the nickel bag dealers. Odds against me, when you're coming from a smaller town. Even back then, the whole scene seemed watered down. Call it out, I saw it, fuck the city slicker. Not in the interviews and magazines, I flipped them all the middle finger. Portrayed a different picture. If I ain't chilling with ya, then get up off my chest like a fucking titty twister. No wasting time, I was on a state of mind to get up in the morning and just jump up on the daily grind. Not the lazy kind, I kept me motivated and kept my focus on the dreams to meet the goals awaiting. Around the corner, then you see me gone, just a cloud of dust like Cheech and Chong. I kept on dreaming. Dream on, you gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on, you gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Slip and slide through this life, what a dissing right. Rather living by the Japanese code of Ikigai. City silhouettes and city lights, misting nights, never miss a flight. When it comes down to gripping mics, some of the things I was dreaming about.
to hear and see the crowd scream and shout.
Yeah.
While the beats banging out, the speakers loud, yo.
Uh-huh.
Think I'm conceited now?
Never.
Shit, I'd rather be about to be without.
Right.
If I knew then what it meant, it would lose its meaning. Knowing I could walk a water like a true Venetian. You have to dream it first,
yeah.
It's like a future reading. Cause when I see myself now, it's like I'm lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
Even the pain that I bleed at the pen, it's a part of my dream that most people resent. Each and every setback and my feeble attempts has been a means to an end of every dream that I dreamt. Dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yeah, dream on. You gotta dream on. Yo, and yo, dreams rule everything around me. Just crown me the king of dreaming. That's how I find my thing.
I said,
dreams rule everything around me. Just crown me the king of dreaming. That's how I find my thing.
I said,
dreams rule everything around me. Just crown me the king of dreaming. That's how I find my thing. Rob Dylan,
yeah.
Apollo Brown,
right.
Bo Launch, Detroit City.
City.
Hey yo, this is Bernadette Price. Check out this new joint, Word on the Street, by Nims and Sean Price. Shout out to Snow Goons. Peace.
Word on the street is that I'll get you murdered for cheap. I fucked your bird in the beat cause I heard she a freak. On tour, hit a roar, now it burns when I pee. Gun the Hall of Fame, she done earned the receipt. This for my dust head that be burning a leak. Swerving while they lurking in suburban of Jeeps. Put a turban on your girlfriend, now she jerking my meat. When I look into the mirror, see a perfect physique. Bang, gorilla don, leave them flying to your brain. You buy a pair of kicks, I go cop another chain. You hardly in the mix while I'm popping out in Spain. I be hopping out the whip, you be hopping off the train. You a lame and you never gonna make. All my shit foul, but it's better when I'm flaked. Keep running your mouth and I bet I'm gonna break. When I take a shit, it feels better when I'm naked. Foul flagrant. The basics.
The bird in the street, I beat blood out of your beak for weeks. We ain't speaking to each other, so when I creep with the heat, don't be speaking to peace, brother. Deep comfort, no 187 shit. Preach brother like sun run reverendish. Love God, do devilish deeds. I slung hard and move Reggie with ease. Capital S, the best kid, clap with a skin, clap with a gun. Shit, I'm rapping for fun, I'm rapping for funds. You rapping for free, slapping you dumb, cause P does have to be P. But not rap. Pay attention, when you rap, I'm whack for fucking paying the mission. It's loud fragrant. You bass.
running gun and stun the crowd when I sing loud and give me the props I deserve, and that's word. Check the flame I present. Yo, B. Scott, next up, come on and represent.
Here comes a true representer, striving, street crime inventor from the hood. Here comes a scrambler up to no good. Struggled to get off, no getting left back, set it off. Niggas stacking pace from kicking street rap. Gotta go and scoop up my man, the Don, the Grand. Far as I can recall, he never took a fall. Teamed up, schemed up, and now we got to get the flow on. It's so on, and cream get the dough. Stressing mad loot and whipping the Lexus Duke. A nigga representing true hip-hop, inventing. Blessed with the gab gift, flow mad rich, and I'm hype, so nigga, I might blow. Mama's young son came up wise, I'm no fool. From taking the jewels to dropping the jewels. Gotta get down, get on down. If you're getting buck wild with the chaotic truck style.
Bring your life back, baby, bring your son to the battle.
Now let me wreck it. I'll snatch up the microphone and make a whole lot of noise. Being the bigger nigga type boys. Flavor, I got it. Skills, yo, I'ma set it. Getting fat, hey, what do you think? Mics, I'ma wet it. Stomping up the rear, it's the B.I.G. Grand. Representing fully with a mic in my hand. I got skits enough hits for the mass. As a pastor last and rip a rapper's ass. Cut just like a diamond. My pedigree is never the fake stone. I'm thrown for weight, I hold my own. So could you tussle with the guard, bringing it hard and flavorful impact and skills by the pack. Baby pop, I never caught an L. What the hell is an L when I know W's well? Boom banger with the funk like flex. What's next? Bass to the beat as the text gets to rip up and flip up. Mainly what I'm inventing, never denting the stats, cause I'm always down for representing.
Thank you.